"Do you not know me, Jamie?" he cried. And then, grinning at Jamie's stammering reply, he tightened his hold on the boy and swung him round. "You've come to meet the North, my lad," he said, "and I'm thinking you'll be in love with it before the month is out." Denikazi spoke and was answered by one of his men. It was all meaningless to Jamie, until Owasen suddenly stiffened and his hand clutched Jamie's arm so hard it hurt. "What's the matter?" Jamie whispered. "They are planning a deer hunt out in the barrens," Owasen replied in a tense voice, "and they seem to think we are going with them."
"Tell him we're not afraid of any Eskimos," Jamie said.
Owasen translated Jamie's words while Denikazi listened stolidly. He looked at Jamie, and there was a hint of humor in his eyes. "A fool you may well be," he said slowly, "but a brave fool. You may come to the head of Idthentua, but no farther. Follow the east shore of the lake. You will not have me to guide you, for I wait for no one now."
There was the sled, a tiny toy upon the snow. Some distance from it was the minute figure of Owasen, running. Behind him, and not far behind, loomed a figure that sent a chill of fear through Jamie's heart. It was a bear, though such a bear as few men have ever seen. It bulked as huge as a buffalo, and it dwarfed the figure of the Indian boy who fled before it. Appalled by the sight, Jamie hardly noticed the two dogs loose from the sled.
"I never thought you'd understand about that, Jamie," he said at last. "White men don't, as a rule. Most of them think they can beat the Northland in any fight. A lot of them found out differently and didn't live to tell about it. My people know differently. It's hard to put into words. If you fight against the spirits of the North, you will always lose. Obey their laws, and they'll look after you."